Welcome to Let's Talk About It, co-hosted by Maria Wyatt and Scott Dudley. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.
Welcome, everyone, to your weekly wellness radio. Let's talk about it. We are brought to you by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services. This is your wellness radio, and we're glad you're joining us for both Mexicali and Imperial Valley. I'm your host, Maria Wyatt, and my co-host is Scott Dudley.
Thank you so much for joining us. Again, always, if you have email questions or comments for our guest today or any of the hosts or anything related to Wellness Radio, it is Wellness Radio, coincidentally, at co.imperial.ca.us.
And we do not have Twitter, we do not have Instagram, and we do not have Facebook, but we do have some podcasts, and you can listen to our podcast at www.kxoradio.com.
That was a great segue. Thank you. That was beautiful. Hey, we have another one of those guests today that's going to do, you know, we're at the 55-minute mark of the show. We're going to be looking at each other going, we need another hour and a half. So we're not going to, no preamble. We're just going to jump right in today. We are pleased and proud to be joined by psychologist Bruce Alexander, professor emeritus of Simon Fraser University, which is the number one university in Canada, people. So if you're looking at sending your kids somewhere, you could send them right up the coast to SFU, and they could still play NCAA football. Just parenthetically,
oh, really?
They're a member of the NCAA.
I didn't know that.
The only one in Canada.
That's right.
Bruce is an author and a researcher, and his latest book, which kind of brings us to our topic, actually, is The Globalization of Addiction, A Study in Poverty of the Spirit. Welcome, Bruce.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm delighted to be with you.
We're delighted to have you. And interestingly, we were kind of talking before the show about the geographic parallels of Vancouver, British Columbia to Imperial Valley in terms of being at the very, very bottom of our countries and right about on the west west coast. Coincidentally, we have similar, albeit yours is more urban, we have similar types of problems in our population. Vancouver has a significant indigenous population and has become almost a magnet for the drug culture in Canada, whereas we're not quite as big and popular, but we're really poor and really marginalized and have a very significant drug problem, too, because we have a lot of drug traffic going through our communities. Welcome aboard. We can talk about our neighborhoods now.
Let's talk about
it. The parallels are very interesting. Also, we're in a river valley here. We're in the Fraser River Valley. So we have a big agricultural valley right at the eastern end of the city.
One of the factors that sometimes is overlooked in our local drug use pattern, if you will, is the reality that doing farm labor keeps you kind of economically marginalized, which can be stressful. B, results eventually in your body breaking down, especially when you look at kind of a more traditional version of farm labor where people were just going out and doing it and they weren't really thinking about self-care or stretching or safe lifting or any of those things. It's an extraordinarily hard job, lending itself to coping with pain relief.
Yep.
Well, no, and also the more you work, the more you earn. So I know that in the Central Valley, the use of amphetamines is rampant because they can work harder, they can work longer, and the longer you work and the more you can either bag or load or whatever the product that you're harvesting, the more they get paid. So that's
And
it limits and food also.
I was going to say that the interesting non-parallel between our two areas is that there's a lot of migrant farm labor here, and people come up and they work very hard, and then we don't know what happens to them because they go away after the farming season. They go back south, and so very few settle here. So that we don't see the problems of farm laborers very much here because it's hidden. They go somewhere else, and maybe they go back to where you are.
Mm-hmm.
We and the the populations where we see the largest amount of drug addiction and other kinds of addiction are primarily Native Indians and poor people who have lived, you know, have been around for very long periods of time. And we see lots of addiction in rich people. We don't think of it as a problem of the poor only here, because we're very much aware of the richer people. For example, I do a lot of work with addicted people who are the sons and daughters of university professors, because that they're my friends. And it's a much more complicated problem, I think, than simply a problem of the poor.
Yeah.
You've been listening to Let's Talk About It, heard each Sunday morning at 7 a.m. on KXO AM 1230 Radio. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.